The struggle is real. It's a second date update on the 20s with the Kayla Show on 102.7 The Bomb.
All right, second date update on the 20s. We got Brother George on the line.
George Washington.
George of the Jungle.
I was going to do that, but I've done that in the past.
What about Curious George?
Curious George.
Oh,
George,
yeah, there
George,
you go.
George of the Jungle. Watch out for that tree.
Is it obvious that both Joe and I have kids that are toddlers?
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know. I feel the same way, man. Don't you worry about it, George. Tell us about your date, brother. We're curious, George.
Yeah. So, you know, I met this girl. That was a good one.
Thank you.
So I met this girl on Hinge, right? You know, her name is Aloha. She's a sweetheart. She's a nice, caring person. Just real good-natured, man. And one thing I like about her is not like most other girls, you know. She's not, like, so much into herself. She really is attentive. Oh. You know, she cared about what she could do for me over the date. And you know, she even offered to pay at one point.
Aloha spirit.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, so what you're telling me is you dated a fob in, huh? Fresh off the boat.
You know what I mean? The thing is, it was a good date. And then all of a sudden, it wasn't. It was just like right on the dime.
Oh.
You know, she got like an emergency call or something. So she's on the phone. She's like, oh, it's an emergency. I have to go. She came over and gave me a hug. Then she left.
Oh.
And then she didn't get back with me. You know, so I text her. I called. I even tried to send her a message on Instagram. I saw that she was green and all that. Nothing.
I don't know. And this was during dinner?
Yeah, it was during dinner.
In the middle of dinner or like towards the end?
It was like they brought out the main course. She ate a little bit and then she was like, oh, I got this emergency call. And then she had to go.
Are those calls real, though?
Yeah, like,
I got to dig out there. That's usually somebody trying to save you, right?
Yeah, you got to forgive Fat Joe. He's been married since birth, as I always say. He's been married forever, so it's been a while since he's dated anyone. Yes, they have a lot of those, Joe. Oftentimes, what you'll do is you'll have a friend who's on call, and then you'll text them 911 or an emoji, like, save me.
That
friend will then wait about 5 to 10 minutes, probably closer to 5, and then call you and say, dude, emergency. So-and-so is in the hospital or make up some kind of excuse and be like, I gotta go.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, George.
Hop on this vine and get out of here.
Back into the dating jungle. This didn't work out good. All right. Oh, you said her name was Aloha or is Aloha?
Yeah, her name is Aloha.
Real name or stage name?
That's her name. That's her real name, Aloha. I mean, I look at her ID.
I would say I need a driver's license, but I don't believe you.
I know a lot of people named Aloha.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh. I've heard like Aloha Lani.
Yeah.
But I've never heard Aloha.
I've heard Aloha.
That'd be really crappy if your name being Aloha, like high or high.
Yeah, or my son Mahalo.
Yeah. Or it'd be like, you know, it's like, hello, this is my son, hello.
Hello.
You know what? Everybody's like, oh, hello.
Yeah.
Like, what? Me? Everybody's like, bye. Me and my friend, bye. Okay, bye. Bye. Yeah, bye. Hello, bye. Hello. What? Hello. What? Wait, bye who?
Who's on first?
Okay, George, we're going to give Aloha a call right now. If you don't mind, just stay quiet on the other line. Let Joe, MJ, and I do the talking. We'll figure out what happened, see if we get you all reconnected. At the very least, because it sounds like she did this on purpose.
Yeah.
We will know what happened. And then you can get a little closure, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go. Aloha.
Aloha, Bob.
Hello.
Aloha.
Excuse me, it's Aloha.
Aloha. Aloha.
A-L-O-H-A.
Aloha.
In our day.
Oi.
Aloha.
You went ditch out on my boy.
Oi.
Hey, Aloha. I'm sorry. Before you hang up on us, it's the Kayla Show. That's Fat Joe.
How's it?
Excuse me.
I'm sorry. Aloha.
That's MJ.
Aloha.
Aloha. Aloha.
Aloha. Aloha. Let me aloha you.
Aloha squared. To the second power.
Hey, y'all.
Aloha two times.
Yeah. One's a greeting, one's an identification.
Yes. It all means love, though.
Yeah. Yes. Hey, aloha. Sorry, we're on the air right now. We made an outgoing phone call to you. So legally, I don't blame you for saying no, actually. We need your permission to keep this conversation going. Can you share your aloha?
Can you say yes?
Can I get an aye?
Aye.
Yes, of course. I would love to keep talking to you.
Oh.
Mahalo, aloha.
And most importantly, ho'omakaka.
Aloha, we talking to you. We need your permission for keep this conversation going. So can get one yes followed with one chee
hoo. Aloha. Tell us why you would say aloha oi to the Maui.
Tarzan.
George of the Jungle. Oh, okay. Did that make any sense? Aloha, I'm right sorry.
Now, you said George?
Yeah.
George of the Jungle. Okay.
You never heard the we calling for the man named George and you went ditch George out in dinner George? For him. Yeah, we're calling about George. No.
Georgie does porn.
What?
What?
I was not anticipating that.
Yo!
What?
That came out of left field.
We went from step away to Pui Sai.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, I did have a date with George, and he took me to get sushi. Like, we went to dinner. And we were having a good time. We were vibing out, and we started to talk about our families, where he's from, and he told me he was from California. He lived there all his life, then he came to Hawaii a few years ago. And then while we were eating dinner, I got a call from my best friend. So I told my best friend that I was going to be going out with George, and I gave her all the details, just in case I wound up missing, like in one of those Lifetime movies. So.
I hear you. So you forwarded his profile on Instagram to her or something like that?
Yeah, like everything. Profile, TikTok, anything that she could find, I made sure that she got it. So when she called, I went to the bathroom. She sent me a video, and when I clicked on it, it was George, my date, having sex online.
Oh!
Yeah! Oh.
Whoa! Oh. He was like, oh yeah, girl.
Oh yeah.
Oh, oh wow.
Yeah, well.
I'm done with you.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Next. Yeah.
George was having all the orge, all of it.
I gotta ask you a question though. I mean, I don't know if it matters. Maybe it does, but was, like, was this video you watched, was it homemade or was this like from like Smash Brothers or something?
A production, yeah.
Like, some of them were good quality, but the thing is, it wasn't just one. There was a few, and so after the first couple, I was just like, no, I don't think that I want to be with someone who's done porn. And so now I know what his thing looks like, and so does everybody else who has a link.
Well, I know Joe's going to ask this question. Go ahead, Joe.
How was it?
Were you impressed is what he's trying to ask. Yes, were you impressed? I already know what he's thinking.
I couldn't see, like, the profile looked decent, but just that's not really my thing. Like, it's just something so intimate. And I, in the different scenarios, I don't know if I could vibe with that.
Oh, wow. Man, you know, if he does this professionally, if there were some high quality, high definition 4K UHD quality.
Good equipment using for this stuff.
Opticals going on there. Right. You better be hanging that vine.
There you go.
You better be packing it. Yeah. You better be able to swing from that bad boy. Otherwise, I wouldn't want to do it. You know what I mean? If I had a little stub. I ain't trying to show that to everybody, bro.
And they make some decent money, these porn guys. So.
I think the girls make more money than the guys.
I imagine, yes. Yeah, the guys are I'll volunteer my stuff.
I just pulled the number. I got lucky, bro.
They probably have the girls that they're paying a lot of money stand there and have the guys line up. I'll do him.
I mean, there's got to be your dirt digglers of the porn world out there that get paid the big bucks. I wonder where he was on the scale.
I don't know, man. I'm not in the world. Well, aloha. I'm so sorry. George has been on the other line. He had called us to call you. He was wondering why you so abruptly left the date, and furthermore, haven't gotten back to him since.
Yeah.
George, you big stud.
I'm here.
You've officially, ever, like 98% of men listening, Joe and I included, have fulfilled our dream job.
Yes,
man. I don't know how much you make. At least you're getting paid for it. We usually have to in the form of dinner and drinks.
Yeah.
Pay for it. Yeah.
I don't feel like I should be judged for something that I did a long time ago. I mean, you know, I did it for money. It was either that or selling dope. And I did that. And that's not really a part of me. Like, for real. I don't think you should judge me like that, Aloha. Like, for real.
I hear that, and I love that for you. That's what you did to support yourself. But that's not really what I'm feeling. I can't really be with somebody who does that.
But, I mean, if we get together, you will be feeling. Yeah, I mean,
you know.
Watch the video. There's evidence.
be feeling the aloha, yes.
You know how you'll be feeling.
They all felt it.
Yeah. You got five videos to choose from. Which one do you want? Look at all their faces. They're similar. Most of them are like...
That came out wrong. I mean, I just think we'll be good together. I mean, I want to get to know you
more.
You've
been good together, like
entangled
people. I'm not one for an entanglement, and you've been entangled, chained, locked up, sideways.
Oh wow! Oh my God! Really?
That's usually the girl.
Upside down, inverted handplan.
I didn't like them like that, though. I mean, I like you. You know, so I mean, that was my past. It was such a small time. I don't even remember it all that much. You know, so.
It might have been a small time, but the time stamps were over 40 minutes. So,
George, you can hold it out.
Teach me the ways, Obi-Wan.
First, you need a rubber band.
I can go quicker if you want me to, but I'm sorry.
I'm a professional. You just need to tap me on the shoulder twice.
Just give me a time.
Yeah, just tap the shoulder twice, bro. I see it, I'll be like, okay, Jimmy.
Push this button here, yes.
Oh, my God.
I told you I'm done.
Oh, my God.
Well, let me ask you a question. Because I think you brought up something really interesting. This was a while ago. How long ago was this?
You know, this is like before the pandemic.
Wasn't that long ago.
Yeah,
times were hot at that point.
You know what? Everyone was working from home, aloha. So who are we to judge, right?
Yes. At least it was at home.
Unless you're working on essential workers, man.
Hey, porn stars are essential workers.
They're essential, but you can do it, and chances are you do it from home.
He apparently was. He was a fireman, a police officer. He was all of essential workers.
Wow.
You know,
it was all about content. I had essential oils on too, but that's not the thing. Is I had to do what I had to do for money at the time, so. But don't judge me by that. I mean, I'm not really that type of person. For what you making it seem like, this dirty whatever type of, I'm not that.
Yeah, he's a clean cut fireman.
Yeah.
I'm not looking to do porn, which I'm looking to get to know you, sweetheart. That's what I'm saying.
What if it didn't work out with Aloha? Would you go back to it if needed, if you needed some money?
That's a loaded question.
Yeah, it is.
When was your last
tap my
video?
Shoulder twice.
I'm good. So right now I'm doing molds of myself. So I do that, but I mean, you know, that's just for extra money.
What an honor.
Wow.
You know what he's talking about, huh?
Yeah. You should go with your hands, though. The molds are with you holding somebody else's hand and they mold that together.
What?
I've never seen that before.
No.
That's not what he's doing, no.
No, it's his. Yeah. I know you know that, but I don't know what the two hands clasped together is supposed to.
I've never seen that kind before. It's kind of touching, and kind of cute if you're with somebody.
Oh, you mean it's a romantic thing? Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're talking about oofing.
Yeah.
This is not fitting the female. I've heard of Joe. Our minds are somewhere else.
Very somewhere. I heard of women like molding their boobs.
Why?
So he's molding his thingy.
What I'm trying to get across is what an honor. You know, sincerely, if somebody or a business were to come up to me and be like, yo, I saw you as Officer Ola.
Yes.
And we've had quite a few requests to get a mold of your battle stick or whatever it is. Your baton.
Yeah.
Your baton.
Yeah.
You know, and you're here, just stick it in this and stand there for 30 minutes.
Yes.
You know, and then I'd be like,
and
oh,
then I'll peel it off after.
Yeah. I'd be looking at a girl, be like, yeah, girl, you like that? I got the real thing right here. You know, it's like you got a 3D print.
Yes. And next thing you know, you're on Selling Susie's,
man. Yeah, that's right, bro. I would be taking girls there all the time. It's like, you see that one? Yeah. That's me.
Kale is always more for the pinky girls.
It would be like, it'd be the beginner stage. Yeah. It would be the introduction to the molds. Okay. We got the Ola dog over there. Yes. That's stage one. When you make it to stage seven, then you get to the George dog.
Georgia the jungle.
All right. Well, good talk, guys. This is fantastic. Aloha, I would be trying to talk you into another date, but you sound pretty set.
No, I'm good. And he started the casting a while ago. He was doing molding in one of the tapes. So I'm good.
Yeah, I understand.
That's a hard one because, I mean, being that we're doing second date update, I'm going to make an argument doesn't necessarily mean that I believe it.
Yeah.
You know, what happened in the past. We've all made very, very questionable choices in the past.
Right.
And it's really hard to hold someone accountable for what they did or who they were versus who they are and who they aspire to be in the future.
Yes. Right.
I'm very enamored by you. Shucks, I'd buy your mold.
Right on my shelf.
You gotta go all the way to the right because mine is on the left, stage one. Yours is all the way at stage seven. You know, he sounds like a good guy is what I'm trying to convey here, Aloha. And the most important thing is, like, I heard him say, he's like, you know what? That was in the past. This is me now.
Me no more,
I have no desire to get back into it. And I
and
think that you take
that.
It for who he is now and then who he wants to be moving forward.
Right.
And that is not George of the jungle with the molded vine.
But also, think about this. Your nights might be really good.
You have the other girls' reactions to prove it.
And no, they're not fake.
Yeah. Not at all.
Genuine.
That sounds interesting, but I'm going to say no. I'm not here for potential.
Oh.
So, okay.
All right. George, I got to give, from man to man, if I give you some advice, keep your head up, bro.
I'm sure you can find another one.
Quite out loud, they paid you to hump.
But please be honest in the beginning so they know.
Oh, that's a rough one.
Yeah.
When you walk in, you meet a girl on Instagram, you go on a date, never met her in person. So, yeah, no, I'm a porn star.
Yeah.
Or I used to be.
I used to be a porn star.
Let me send you a link to the best stuff.
Some girls will be like, I want some.
The best of the jungle.
Let me know which one you want later.
Yeah. Let me know if you're curious for some George.